Is it recording? Okay, so you want me to go ahead and start? Okay. Imagine for a moment that you and I have really missed the point, or even more than that, imagine that we've missed many points. Significant points. Game-changing points. And we don't even know it. Speaking of knowing and not knowing, what if you and I don't know anywhere near as much as we think we know? Do you remember what the Apostle Paul said as he spoke to the Corinthians? There was a big debate taking place among Christians regarding behavior, specifically whether or not it was okay for a believer to eat meat that had been sacrificed to idols. And in the midst of the discussion, Paul made a fairly heavy-duty statement. A statement that, when taken at face value, is humbling, sobering, and takes you to the place of having to reevaluate just about everything you think you know. Here's what he said. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, the first couple of verses. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. Look at the last part of that again. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. Now, do you think you know anything? Do you think you know a little, or do you think you know a lot? In either case, you, me, everyone else, we're in the same boat. Paul isn't saying that we know nothing. He says that we don't know anything the way it could be known. In other words, we all know a bit about God. We all know a bit about the Bible. Every one of us has a set of doctrine and beliefs that we hold to, and it doesn't matter whether you are religious or irreligious. Whatever you and I think we know, there's more that we don't know than we do know about everything. And I think it's important that we get a firm grasp on that, because it's humbling, maybe even humiliating, and that's not a bad thing. In fact, when we realize that we don't know all that much about the things we think we know, it means we have come back to the place of being teachable. And I think that's where God wants us to be. The place of being teachable is where the adventure begins, and staying teachable is what allows the adventure to continue. But from experience, let me tell you something. The adventurous path of growing in the Lord is not an easy path. It's not pain-free. One saint of the past put it this way. God can use no man greatly until he has first hurt him deeply. Although I don't have a scripture to support the quote, as I look at the lives of the heroes in the scripture, the lives of the disciples, and most importantly, the life of our Savior, the only begotten Son of God, the greatest work and the greatest blessing seem to come about through the most painful of circumstances. Don't believe me? Look at the cross. Look at the cross. Look at the cross. These are some thoughts that I felt compelled to record as I am studying and preparing future studies for this site. As always, thanks for your love, encouragement, and support. I'm James Flanders, and I am a very slow learner. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.